Title: Riser in Ableton Lev 12, Humanize It for Rag-Infused Chaos Intermediate. Alright, let's build a riser that doesn't sound like it came out of a sample pack folder called EDM Sweep 04, because in Rag-Infused Jungle and Rolling DNB, the tension isn't supposed to feel perfect. It's supposed to feel handled. Like somebody's rying the mixer, the rig is getting pushed, and the crowd is starting to lean forward. Today you're building a 16-bar chaos riser in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. And the main goal is humanization, but not random mess. Human, as in inconsistent energy. A couple of intentional stumbles, a couple of pushes, and then the last two bars go slightly unhinged before everything snaps clean for the drop. Before we touch anything, set your tempo somewhere DNB friendly, 172 to 176 BPM, and set up a 16-bar space right before your drop. If your arrangement is tight, make it 8, but we'll think in 16 for this lesson. Also, quick workflow tip, keep your drums and bass muted while you design, but every 5 minutes do a drop read check. Unmute just kick, snare, and sub for 2 bars at the drop and ask, did the drop get bigger, or did it get smaller? If it got smaller, your riser is probably eating low mids around 150 to 400, or it's staying too wide right into the impact. Cool. Let's build it in layers. First layer, the core tone sweep. Create a MIDI track and name it Riser Core. Load wave eatable. Keep it simple. Ask one on a sign or basic shapes. You're not making a lead, you're making a tension engine. Turn on the filter, and choose something like LP24, or MS2 if you want a bit more bite. Now create one long MIDI note that lasts the full 16 bars. One note. No melody needed. Here's the classic part that we're going to make unclassic. Automate the filter frequency from about 200 Hz up to around 14 to 18 kHz to cross the full 16 bars. Then automate resonance to rise a bit too. Something like 0.20 up to around 0.55 by the end. Don't push it so far that it turns into a whistle, unless you specifically want that screechy rave thing. Next, add a pitch rise, but keep it tasteful. In a lot of raga and jungle edits, a smaller rise actually hits harder because it feels like pressure building, not like a cinematic elevator. Automate pitch from 0 to plus 7 semitones over the 16 bars. So far, this is still perfect. We'll humanize it later. For now, we're just building the skeleton. Second layer, air and real texture. Create an audio track and name it Riser Air. Drop in a noise sample. White noise works, vinyl hiss works, ambience works. If you don't have one handy, you can generate noise-ish textures in a synth, but using audio is great because it already has imperfections. Warp it. Try complex if you want it smoother, or texture if you want it to get gnarly and facey in a good way. Now build a stock device chain. Start with auto filter. Set it to HP12 and automate the frequency from around 100 Hz up to about 2 to 4 kHz. This is important. We're keeping the riser out of the sub and low mid zone so the drop can land clean. Add echo next. Choose a time like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Keep feedback around 20 to 35%. High pass inside the echo, somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz, so you're not smearing mud into your mix. Then add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the noise feel like it's coming through a rig, not a polite white hiss. Finally, add utility and automate width. Start around 80%, and widen it up to maybe 140% as you approach the drop. But remember, we're going to snap it back later. Width right on the drop can steal punch. Third layer. The Raga Chaos. Create another audio track and call it Raga Chop Riser. Grab a short vocal phrase. Anything like rewind, selecta, pull up, or a little toast. Keep it short and recognizable. That's important. Raga edits often have a motif, something that repeats once or twice so the chaos still feels intentional. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16. Transience around 100 is a good starting point. Now make it a pattern. Duplicate it into a 1-bar loop and start slicing it into 1/8, send 1/16s. Keep bars 1 to 8 relatively restrained, then build density from bars 9 to 12, and make bars 13 to 16 busier. And now the key move. Humanize timing. Go into the clip and nudge a few hits off the grid. Not huge. 5 to 15 milliseconds is enough. The goal isn't late. The goal is performed. Vary clip gain per hit too. Some hits should bark, some should tuck back, and leave micro pauses. Tiny silences right before a key phrase can be more tense than constant chatter. For the vocal device chain, start with auto filter in bandpass mode. But here's the rule. Do not draw a perfect ramp. Make the filter move in steps, like somebody tapping the cutoff, not like a robot gliding it. Add redux, but lightly. Downsample 2-6, dry slash wet 10-25%. You want texture, not destruction. Add drum bus next. Drive maybe 5-15, crunch 5-20%. Turn boom off. You usually don't need extra low end on a vocal riser layer. Then add reverb. Decay around 1.2-2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20-40 milliseconds, and high cut around 6-9 khc so it doesn't get fizzy. Automate the reverb up toward the end, and this is critical, hard cut the reverb right before the drop. That cut is one of the biggest drop feels bigger cheats you have. At this point you have three layers. A core engine, an air halo, and a ragga performer. Now we humanize the motion, because we're not doing perfect lines today. If you've drawn one smooth filter line for the entire build, keep it as a base, but add micro contrast. Every half bar, add a tiny plateau or a small dip, and in the last four bars, introduce two bigger dips, like the system pulls back for a second and then slams forward again. This is the hands-on fader's illusion. The ear hears those little down moments and believes the whole thing more. Next, controlled instability. Ableton Live 12 gives you LFO options, and you can use that on the core cutoff. Drop an LFO onto the riser core filter cutoff. Set rate around 1/4 at first, and automate it to 1/8 near the end. Keep the amount small. You want wobble, not clown behavior. For the shape, random or sample and hold style movement is perfect for ragga chaos. And make sure that offset is set so it doesn't accidentally kill your sweep by pulling the cutoff too low. If you want it to feel more like Tate than like a synth LFO, think in tiny pitch steps, not smooth vibrato. Little increments, like plus or minus 5-20 cents, and automate that amount upward only in the last four bars. That reads as mechanical strain and system drift. Now we organize it and make it playable. Select riser core, riser air, and ragga chop riser and group them. Name the group riser chaos. On the group, add an audio effect rack and create four macros. Macro 1. Push, for intensity. Map it to saturator drive on the air layer, drum bus drive on the vocal layer, and filter resonance on the core. Automate push up from bars 9-16. This is your crowd is waking up control. Macro 2. Panic, for stutter energy. Put beat repeat on the group itself. Yes, on the whole riser. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16. Chance around 10-25%. Variation 10-20. Keep mix at 0 most of the time and only automate it up in the last 2 bars, maybe to 10-35%. It's seasoning. If you leave it on the whole time, it turns into a gimmick. Teacher note. If your beat repeat is grabbing boring parts of the sweep, there's a trick. Put a gate before beat repeat on the group, so it opens mostly on loud moments, like vocal spikes. Then beat repeat catches the exciting bits more often. That's dynamic stutter, and it feels way more intentional. Macro 3. Tape lurch. Add chorus ensemble to the group for drift. Keep it subtle. Amount 10-25%. Rate slow, like 0.10-0.30 hz. You're not chorusing for lushness. You're chorusing for instability. You can also add tiny delay times if you want a slight smear. Macro 4. Space, for throws. Map it to echo feedback and reverb dry slash wet. Automate space up around bar 15, then kill it on the last eighth note before the drop. That space disappears and the room snaps back. Moment is pure impact. Now for the part that makes this feel like edit culture instead of a plugin demo. Last bar carnage. In bars 15 and 16, commit audio earlier than you think. Resample the riser group to a new audio track. This is where jungle energy often lives. Tiny decisions. Slice a few micro fragments. Go 1/16 down to 1/32. Move a couple slightly early or late for swing. Reverse one fragment only. 1. If you reverse everything, it stops beating special. Also add a vacuum moment right before the drop. Last quarter note or last eighth note. Automate utility gain down fast. Even if it's not full silence, a quick dip sells the inhale. You can also do a quick freeze-ish illusion by cranking reverb, wet briefly, then cutting it to zero at the exact drop. The key is contrast. Big tail before the drop must be zero tail at impact. Now mix it like a DNB producer so it doesn't ruin your drop. High pass the riser group. Auto filter HP around 120-200 hz. If your drop has big subs, air higher. Your riser should not be competing with the sub moment. If there's a painful whistle, grab EQ8 and notch somewhere in the 3-6 khz area, just enough to stop it hurting. Manage width. Widen gradually, but consider snapping utility width back to around 100% on the drop so the kick and snare feel like they punch straight through the center. Now do the drop recheck again. Unmute kick, snare, and sub at the drop. If the drop feels late, your pre-drop stutters are masking the transient. Shorten them or mute the effect slightly earlier. If the drop feels smaller, pull more low mid out of the riser and make sure you're not staying super wide into impact. Quick reminders of common mistakes to avoid. Perfect straight automation lines make it sound like stock FX. Too much low mid in the riser makes your drop feel weak. Overusing beat repeat turns the whole thing into a trick. And if all layers do the same motion, it feels flat. Let one layer be smooth, one be choppy, and one be unstable. That contrast creates depth. A final arrangement upgrade you can steal. Treat the 16 bars like an intensity map, not a ramp. Bars 1 to 4 tees. Bars 5 to 8 first push. Maybe a small stumble at bar 6. Bars 9 to 12 widen and add dirt. Maybe a parallel system grill mid-range band creeps in. Bars 13 and 14 get nervous. Faster modulation, shorter throws. Bar 15 does a fake simplification, like false confidence. Bar 16 overload, then hard cut. And for homework, here's a fast 15-minute practice version. Build an 8-bar riser first. Do 3 automation passes, smooth sweep, then stepped hand moves every half bar, then last bar chaos with beat repeat mix plus a reverb throw and a sudden dip. Export 2 versions, 1 clean with no beat repeat, 1 raga chaos. Drop them into a rolling section and decide which one makes the drop feel bigger and which one feels more performed.